And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Motivation and discipline. What are they? How do they differ? And what do they have to offer? Motivation and discipline are constructs which move us. This is one thing they have in common. Something which distinguishes them is the type of movement each provides. It may be helpful to think of motivation as pulling us forward, drawing us towards something. Discipline, on the other hand, may be thought of as pushing us, keeping the momentum of our motivation in motion. Muscles in the body work in a similar partnership. The prime mover contracts, pulling two bones together. Muscles always pull by contraction. They never push to generate a movement at a joint. However, the muscles in their pairing must work in partnership. Likewise, discipline and motivation in their pairing can work together to generate movement in our life. The importance of movement is grounded in St. Paul's words in Philippians, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize of God's heavenly call in Jesus Christ." We can see in these words that motivation and hope are closely linked. We press on towards something we have not yet obtained, but know in our hearts with certainty. It calls us forth from a place of stagnation, preserves us from selfishness, and leads to happiness that flows from charity. Motivation can take many forms depending on our goal, and goals have an eternal quality about them, or they have a temporal or earthly quality, both of which can be used by God. Regardless, the ultimate motivation to strive for is love or charity, because it is enduring and eternal. To return to our original definitions, striving to be pulled or drawn by love. Discipline, in contrast, helps to sustain us, pushing us from behind, especially when our motivation or hope wavers. Daily disciplines are the little things we do on a regular basis, which work with motivation to keep us moving. When we apply this practically, it takes unique expression in each person's life. If I have a spiritual goal to know God more deeply and to love God more authentically, my daily disciplines will take the shape of reading scripture, spiritual conversation, awareness or mindfulness throughout the day, and reflection or examine. Or a temporal goal with a spiritual impact might be increasing your physical capacity. Your daily disciplines would take the shape of addressing physical competencies, strength, flexibility, endurance and the like, incorporating them systematically into your daily schedule. Doing this will enable you to be more available to respond to God at any given moment. You will, of course, have your own examples. This week, you may like to consider, with the help of God, some of your goals and identify what is your motivation and what disciplines could sustain you in moving forward.